The Buffalo Niagara Partnership will participate with six other regional site teams from across the country in what is being called a Communities That Work Partnership. The goal? To strengthen regional economies by equipping American workers with the skills needed for 21st century jobs. Here to provide more detail, Liz Callahan. She is the Workforce Development Manager for the Buffalo Niagara Partnership. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
All right, well, workforce development is very much at the core of this national effort here, and of course it continues to be a subject of conversation among local leaders. What are the expected gains of joining this partnership?
With this partnership, we expect to really create a plan for all of the stakeholders to have a systemic focus around workforce development. In the last year, we've really found that we have some pockets of excellence in training and education, and we want to make sure that all of them are able to grow and train the community for the jobs that are coming into the area through a systemic plan.
You know, it seems that workforce development has been the topic of study for years here in Western New York, for sure. What about these other communities that are involved? Are there things that they'll bring to the table that will be helpful for the Buffalo effort?
Yeah, I think anytime we can learn from other communities that are facing similar workforce issues or are dealing with them in a different way, it's going to help our efforts. We've already spoken with some of the other communities on the things that they're focusing on. We have similar industries, similar problems with education and training, and we're going to be able to really talk about both best practices, but then also things that communities have tried that haven't worked and why not, so that we're not making the same mistakes.
You know, we hear a lot about that, about there's a lack of education and training among the local workforce. Obviously, this is something that you need to deal with as the workforce development manager for the partnership. But can you maybe cite either a specific or talk in generalities about really how that finally does come into play in terms of trying to recruit industry to Western New York?
I think the industry that's been talked about the most and that we have some of the most data on is manufacturing. So if you look at bringing in companies or helping companies grow, one of their first issues is, are they going to be able to hire a skilled workforce in the area? Or are they just going to be pulling from other manufacturers because we don't have a pipeline of trained workers? So looking at both growing companies who are here, but then also attracting new companies, we want to make sure that we can give them the right pipeline of workforce and that we're not hurting people who are here by having to pull from their staff. We're also facing large retirements in that industry, so we're really ramping up now to get more people into the pipeline and to see what advanced manufacturing jobs look like. But it touches all industries, working with tech companies and the entrepreneurs in the area on finding enough people to do the work that they need so that their companies can grow and stay in the area is very important.
This is meant to be an intense 15-month effort to try to come up with these lessons, but as you stand here right now looking at the area workforce, are there skills that you see right now that the local workforce is lacking?
Yeah, again, you know, going back to those two industries, we've seen a lot of data come out on manufacturing and the skills in welding and CNC machining. There's issues in tech and not having a focus on particular tech careers in our education system. And some of it's just a lack of conversation around what those careers look like, where they can take you. And then I think all communities and nationwide, there is a big conversation happening around work readiness skills, whether people are calling them work readiness, soft skills, things of that nature, to make sure that people are ready for the workforce and to hit the ground running when they enter a career.
And then finally, there, like we've been talking about here, there will be lessons learned from this initiative for sure. But then once they're learned, turning them into action will be another thing. Who will need to get on board once it's all said and done to try to make this Buffalo area workforce as competitive as possible?
I think the whole community will need to get on board. This isn't just a business-led initiative. I mean, we are at the table, and we do have business leaders around the table, as well as Erie County and the City of Buffalo and City of Niagara Falls. But I think getting the community involved and hearing their feedback on what they need to get ready to enter the workforce, what our students need, making sure educators and training providers are there and having open conversation with industry about how to get people out of education into the workforce seamlessly.
Liz Callahan is the Workforce Development Manager for the Buffalo Niagara Partnership. She joins us by phone this morning. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.